Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. How are you doing? As we sit down together in this cozy corner of the world. Right now, I am sitting outside of my house, enjoying the fresh autumn air and the last bit of sunshine of the day. Since our last time together, the season had shifted greatly. And this time, it is final. Summer is not coming back. The color of the leaves has quickly turned from green to yellow and red. And instead of cicadas, autumn insects are now singing. The day has also suddenly got shorter. One of the few reminiscent of the summer is the mosquitoes that are flying around me right now, trying to attack me from time to time. How are things at your place? Before we start our story time today, I have a very brief but important announcement. You have already heard more than several times about my new women's fiction novel, Olive's Diary, an unputdownable story about hope, loss, and second chances. And guess what? Now the paperback version is also available on Amazon. So, if you have been waiting for a hard copy of this book, now it's finally ready for you. I put the link to the Amazon in the show notes, so please check it out. Now back to our story time. As I mentioned at the beginning, autumn is coming along very, very quickly here in Ottawa. And as the season transitions, recently we have had quite a few days of severe thunderstorm. And one day, as I gazed out of my window, listening to the thunder, a distant memory from my childhood came back to me. It was the memory of a thunderstorm that I watched with my mother when I was about 4 years old. Most of the thunderstorms that I have encountered in my life, I have forgot about. But this one, I distinctively remember because it took place while my mother and I were having a particularly bad fight. Isn't it funny and remarkable that certain situations make a moment incredibly unforgettable? I hope that you will enjoy today's story. Thunderstorm, when I sat with my mother. Throughout my young childhood, my mother was very eager to make me study basic math, believing that it would make my life at school easier if I mastered this single subject. She started her official lesson when I was about 4. Every afternoon, before I could go to play with my friends, she would make me sit for an hour over a math workbook she had bought at a bookstore and made me solve a few questions. I used to hate this part of my day. First of all, whatever was written in the workbook didn't interest me, and it was torturous for me to have to sit for an hour staring at a thing that I didn't like nor understand, when all I wanted to do was to go out and play with my friends. But the worst part was that whenever I didn't make the desired progress, my mother would really get mad at me and start saying mean things to me. Sometimes that would develop into a nasty fight between us, me crying and throwing a bad tantrum while my mother shouted at me. A few times it even developed into an overnight fight between us. Even as a child, I thought it was incredible how an innocent activity like working on math questions could lead into such dreadful emotional fights between us. For me, this afternoon study time was like walking on a landmine due to this possibility of a long battle with my mother. One afternoon, I was again having a tantrum over my math assignment. I hadn't been making good progress, and my mother's mood was getting ominous. I felt gloomy at the prospect of another fight after having come out of a particularly long one only recently. Just then, a thunder roared outside. As I looked, there was another lightning followed by a thunder, and it started raining heavily. It was as if the weather had reflected what was happening between me and my mother. I sighed and turned my eyes back to my boring math question, trying my best to look like I was thinking hard. But to my surprise, my mother wasn't paying attention to me. She walked over to the glass door leading to our tiny balcony and beckoned me. "Come, sweetie," her voice was kind. "How about sitting here and watching the thunderstorm together?" Happy to be released from my daunting assignment, I sat next to my mother in front of the open balcony door and gazed at the dramatic lightning in the sky. We were both mostly quiet as we watched it. But as the brief storm came to an end and the sunlight started to come back behind the clouds, my mother held my shoulder and said, "This was fun, wasn't it?" I was actually very surprised that she would say such a thing in the given context, but nonetheless, I eagerly nodded and said back to her, "Yes, it was really fun." After that, we both slowly went back to the table where my open math workbook was waiting. But somehow the air had lightened up, and there was no more shouting or screaming. And soon I finished my daily quota and went out to play with my friends.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mapleandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's maple-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.